Words need to abide.
Mis palabras permanecen en vosotros. Tienen que habitar la palabra de Dios.
You can't don't remove the seed.
No remueve la semilla.
It needs to abide.
Tiene que permanecer y habitar.
I'm going to say to this side. You guys got it? What did I say? Come on, help me preach, Ivan. Okay, don't remove the seed. Right? First, you got to get yourself a seed.
Primero tiene que buscarte una semilla.
Then don't remove it.
Entonces no la remueves.
It needs to abide.
Tiene que permanecer.
Abiding is trusting in what it said.
Habitando es confiando en lo que ella ya dijo.
I'm teaching you how to fight.
Te estoy enseñando cómo tú tienes que batallar.
Because a lot of people abort the mission.
Porque hay muchos que abortan la misión.
Listen, God, the Holy Spirit is speaking to each and every one of you.
El Espíritu Santo le está hablando a todos aquí.
Because all of you that are here, you're going to move in signs, wonders, and miracles if you move first.
Todos aquí van a moverse en señales, milagros y prodigios si se mueven primero.
There's a power that is inside of you that's just about ready to burst forward.
Hay un poder dentro de ti que está listo de explotar.
And he's telling you, you got to move.
Y él te está diciendo, tú tienes que moverte primero.
You walk accordingly, and then I got you.
Tú camina adecuadamente, y yo te voy a respaldar.
Okay, let me give you verse. Isaiah says, his righteousness goes before me, and his glory has my rear guard.
Isaías dice que su justicia va por delante de nosotros, y su gloria será nuestra guardaespaldas.
You walk accordingly, he's not going to let you down.
Tú vas a caminar adecuadamente, Él te va a respaldar.
I never left you.
Él nunca te ha dejado.
I never forsaked you.
Él nunca te ha desamparado.
Even in your darkest moments, I was always there.
En tus momentos más oscuros, Dios siempre ha estado ahí.
And I felt like the Lord said, and you called my name, and didn't I show up for you?
Y yo siento que el Señor te está diciendo, y tú llamaste mi nombre, y yo aparecí.
Clámame y yo te responderé.
Call on me and I will answer you.
This is checkers, man.
Esto es un juego de checkers.
You're never going to see a checker piece the same ever again. That's
nunca
it.
Van a ver ese juego igual. My God.
You move. Jesus. He moves.
Tú te mueves y él se va a mover.
That word, look at the words need to stay in you.
Date cuenta que la palabra de Dios tiene que permanecer dentro de ti.
If he says you're healed, then you're healed, that's it.
Si él ya dijo que tú eres sano y ya.
It's a settled posture within you.
Es algo que ya está establecido y arreglado dentro de ti.
Pero pastor, es que me duele aquí, me duele acá, me duele.
But pastor, I heard here, I heard there, I hear.
You know what Jonah calls those things?
¿Sabe lo que Jonás habla esas cosas?
Jonah calls those things lying vanities.
Jonás llaman esas cosas vanidades de mentiras.
Come on, say with me, lying vanities.
Vanidades de mentiras.
But look it up, Mitzi, Jonah chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. See, it doesn't mean that you're not going to go through stuff, and it doesn't mean that you're not going to see things. But where is your confidence?
Ahora, explico. No quiere decir
where are you abiding?
Que no va a haber cosas, no van a experimentar o sentir cosas, pero tiene todo que ver dónde está tu confianza, dónde tú estás habitando.
Those who regard worthless idols forsake their own mercy.
Verso 8, los que confían en vanos ídolos, su propia misericordia abandonan.
You see, another version says, those who observe lying vanities. Those who regard or observe, it is another version that says, those that observe lying vanities turn away from God's love for them. You see? And that's consistent through scripture. Eso es consistente en las escrituras. No es que Dios no lo quiere hacer. Es que nosotros lo abandonamos.
It's not that God doesn't want to perform the miracle. It's that we abandon him.
We take our eyes off of him and we put it on something else.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
Oh, very good, Mitzi. They that observe lying, see that? Forsake their own mercy.
My God.
Look at that. Oh, look at that verse.
That explains a lot.
Look at that verse. You know what? Guess. So please, somebody tell me. Tell me where Jonah was. I que no adivinan. Where was he when he said this?
¿Dónde estaba Jonás cuando él dijo esto?
He was inside of the fish.
Él estaba dentro del pez, pestoso. Smelling like a can of sardines.
Papo's like, that's hard. That's when you have to abide.
Ahí donde tú tienes que habitar. En la lata de sardinas.
Pecado, tú eres un mentiroso en el nombre. Fish, you lie in Jesus' name. You liars. He was inside the fish.
Él estaba dentro del pez.
And he's declaring to God.
Y él está declarando a Dios.
Those that observe this, I'm in here, I'm uh-huh. observing this, but I'm not forsaking your love for me.
Ajá. Él estaba dentro del pez. Oh. Y él decía, los que confían en vanos ídolos, su propia misericordia abandonan. Pero él estaba diciendo, yo no voy a abandonar porque yo conozco tu misericordia.
I'm not forsaking your mercy.
Ajá.
You know what mercy means there? Two things. Two things. Y'all ready? In the Hebrew, because we're talking about Old Testament.
Estamos hablando del Viejo Testamento. Entonces, la palabra misericordia en este verso quiere decir en hebreo.
When you're talking about mercy, you're talking about covenant.
Cuando está hablando de esta misericordia, tú estás hablando de pacto.
So what Jonah's saying, you're forsaking the covenant.
You're breaking.
You're forsaking covenant.
Jonata diciendo, tú estás rompiendo el pacto.
Right? And covenant has, that's the first thing. The covenant has two things. When it talks about covenant, it's talking about.
Cuando está hablando sobre pacto, está hablando de dos cosas.
The Lord's character and the Lord's response.
Está hablando del carácter del Señor y su respuesta. Yeah.
Well, so when Jonah's like, if those that observe all this stuff, all these lying vanities, they forsake God's mercy.
Jonah está diciendo, todo aquello que se prestan su atención en todos los ídolos vanos del mundo, están rompiendo el pacto con el Señor.
That means you forgot the agreement that we got.
Entonces ahí tú estás reflexionando que tú te olvidaste el acuerdo que hiciste con el Señor.
You're coming against who I am and what I can do.
Entonces tú estás diciendo con tu acción que tú no estás de acuerdo de lo que yo dije y lo que yo puedo hacer.
You lost sight of what who I am and what I can do.
Yo soy y lo que puedo hacer.
You see, the Bible says in Hebrews.
La Biblia dice en hebreo
that whoever comes to the Lord must believe that he is.
Que todo que venga al Señor tienes que creer que él es.
And that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him.
Y él es un galardón de todos aquellos que le buscan con diligencia.
It's not seeking him every once in a while.
Ajá, no es buscar al Señor cuando a ti te da la gana.
No, it is diligent. It
es
is,
con diligencia.
It is militant.
Es militar.
It's like the word says this and nobody's going to tell me otherwise.
Ajá, que no. Que nadie me va a decir otra. Es con disciplina.
And God, I know you're gonna respond.
Y Señor, yo sé que tú vas a responder.
I'm trying to get to the three things. That's why we didn't worship.
Es por eso que nosotros no tocamos. Porque, no, we've been worshiping. Es que no tocamos la canción.
Yeah,
we didn't play. That's the difference.
Right.
Because worship is not when he plays the piano.
Come on.
Worship is when we come in and start greeting each other and have a cup of coffee.
Come on.
Ooh, santo. That.
Go back to John 15:7. I don't want to forget what the Holy Spirit. Okay, the Holy Spirit. I got you.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna forget.
Yeah.
We know, we understand the importance of keeping what he said, right?
Ya conocemos la importancia de guardar lo que él dijo.
Right?
¿Verdad que sí?
We understand the importance of, and my words abide in you.
Nosotros entendemos y mis palabras permanecen en vosotros.
Who does not understand that?
¿Quién no entiende
esa
parte?
Do you understand that?
Todo entienden esa parte.
Okay, now, so when the seed abides,
entonces cuando la semilla está habitando,
and you don't put your eyes and your ears on other stuff,
y tú no pones tus ojos y tus oídos en las otras cosas,
and
que
you
te
have
rodean,
a laser focus on what he said,
y tú tienes un enfoque completamente de lo que ya dijo Dios,
something happens to that seed.
Algo le sucede a esa semilla.
It gives birth.
Comienza a nacer.
It germinates.
Empieza a germinar.
And then it starts to give fruit.
Y comienza ella a crecer y darte fruto.
You see, the word is inside of you.
Darte cuenta que la palabra está dentro de ti.
And if you abide,
y si tú habitas,
the word has no choice but
to
break through.
La palabra no tiene otra de que quebrantar y dar fruto.
And the world will see.
Ajá. Y lo, todo lo que te rodea lo va a ver. Lo va a ver. Lo va a ver.
You see, because a tree is known by its
fruit. Porque date cuenta que el árbol es conocido por su fruto. Oh my God, hallelujah, alabado sea. Oria ramasaya.
You see? After that happens, you shall ask what you will.
Y después que eso suceda, pedí lo que quieras.
And there goes that word again. I like that word, shall. Right? It's like absolute.
Yeah.
It's a definite thing. That's it.
Punto y no coma.
You see, there is a, see, for every, in the spirit, for your reaction, there's a reaction.
En el espíritu de tu reacción, siempre hay una reacción.
You shall ask what you will,
pedir lo que queráis,
and it shall be done to you.
Y os será hecho. That's it.
You see the importance of playing checkers.
Ahora se dan cuenta la importancia del juego de checkers.
You see, you need to move and then he moves.
Ajá, tú tienes que moverte y entonces él se mueve.
You see, there's a verse that says, you know, that I shared last week. If you ask anything according to the will of God, he hears you.
Hay un verso que compartí la semana pasada que yo dije, cuando tú pides según la voluntad del Señor, él escucha.
1 John something, 5. Something. And if he, and then it says, and if he hears you, then you're going to receive what you asked for.
Entonces dice el verso, y cuando él te escuchas, tú vas a recibir lo que tú pediste.
See, come on, let's go there. Oh, wait a minute. Verse 8, real quick. But put your finger on 1 John. Watch this.
Fíjense en esto.
If you abide, right?
Si tú habitas,
if you abide and the words are inside of you,
y la palabra está dentro de ti,
and you take care of the
y tú
seed,
la está cuidando la semilla,
right? And then you ask,
y tú pide,
and then it shall be done for you,
y
right?
Será hecho para ti.
Now watch this.
Ahora,
hear it in this, My Father is glorified.
En esto es glorificado mi Padre.
You bring glory to God when you receive what He got for you.
Tú le traes gloria al Señor Padre cuando tú recibes lo que Él ya tiene para ti.
You see, the Bible says that He waits to be gracious.
La palabra nos dice que Él espera de demostrar su bondad.
What is He waiting for?
Que Él estará esperando.
For you to move.
Que tú te muevas.
Look at your neighbor, say move.
Dile a tu prójimo, muévate. Pero dilo con amor, no le dé con...
You bring glory to God when you receive
gloria.
What He has for
you. Come on.
Look at it's the intent that you bear much fruit.
Es el intento en que deis mucho fruto.
And look at what it says. So shall you be my disciples.
Entonces continúa diciendo, así podréis que sois mis discípulos.
You see, that's why when a true believer knows who he is and she is.
Cuando un creyente verdadero conoce quién ellos son.
The Bible said that goodness and mercy follow.
Que la misericordia y la bondad del Señor te persigue.
Goodness and mercy has no choice
la
but to follow.
Misericordia de Dios no tiene otra de perseguirte.
Man, I feel like running around this
Man,
place.
Me too.
That's a law.
Es una ley.
Goodness, it doesn't. They don't have a choice. They run together.
No tiene otra. Ellos caminan juntos y te están persiguiendo. Jesus.
Goodness and mercy, they follow.
La bondad y la gracia del Señor te siguen. Come on.
By this, my Father is glorified. He loves.
Y por esto, mi Padre es glorificado.
Again, the Bible says He delights in giving you the kingdom.
Date cuenta que ese deleite entregarte a ti el reino.
Right, delight yourself in the Lord. He
my
will
God.
Give you the desires of your heart.
Deleítate en el Señor y Él te va a entregar los deseos de tu corazón.
Look at, by this you're going to prove to this world that I live and that you're my people.
Y en esto glorificado es mi Padre. So good.
Now you understand why we didn't sing songs.
Ahora entienden por qué no cantamos canciones. Sing it on the way home.
I need for you, look. I need for you to listen to this message again and again and again and meditate on the word day and night.
Necesitamos que escuche este mensaje una y otra vez y medite en la palabra día y noche.
Look at, one way of abiding is meditating.
Ajá, una de las formas de habitar en el Señor es meditar.
You see, when you meditate on the word day
Porque
and night,
cuando tú medites en la palabra día y noche,
the Bible said,
la Biblia no dice,
that it makes your way prosperous.
Ajá, porque la Biblia dice que hace tu caminar tuyo prosperar.
See, your move in the checker game is to meditate day and night.
Ajá. Tu posición en el juego es que tú medites en la palabra día y noche.
And then if you meditate day and night on the word, you're keeping it.
Ajá.
Because you ain't got no time for all
ya
this
sé.
Nonsense.
Y mientras que tú estás meditando la palabra día y noche, tú ahí estás cuidando la palabra porque tú no tienes tiempo de estar embregado a las estupideces del mundo.
Meditating.
Yo me estoy quemando. There's a fire up here, y'all.
Meditating makes your way prosperous.
Ajá, meditando en la palabra hace tu caminar prosperar.
You see, if you put your hands on the plow, you can't look back.
Ajá, cuando tú pones tu mano sobre el raíz, tú no puedes mirar para atrás.
Come on, look for
you
that verse.
Work.
Somebody,
move.
Somebody
move.
Look for that verse.
My God.
You can't put your hand on the plow and then look back. Some are waiting and looking for the kingdom to manifest, but they don't want to keep their hands on the plow. See, keeping your hands on the plow, right, is your move. That's when you move. You're working.
Uh-huh.
See, Jesus even said, my Father's working and I'm working. The problem is people want to receive without working. What is it?
962.
Luke chapter 962. Look at what, and Jesus said to him, who said it?
Pero Jesús le dijo, ¿quién dijo?
Who said it?
¿Quién lo dijo? Jesús.
It's red letters.
Letras rojas.
Say with me, no man.
Nadie.
That includes women too. Women, uh-huh. You're included in that.
Incluye todos, a todos, nadie.
No man, having put his hand on the plow and looking back, is fit.
Ah.
Is fit for the kingdom of God.
Que después de poner la mano en el arado, mira atrás, es apto para el reino de Dios.
See, people want kingdom to manifest, but they don't want to work.
Ajá. Hay mucha gente que quieren que el reino de Dios se manifieste en su vida, pero no quieren obrar.
Right? You don't work, you don't eat.
Ajá. Si tú no, si tú no trabajas, tú no comes.
Right? You don't work, you.
The same in the spirit is the same in the physical. Same thing. Ay, santo, Jesus.
It's fit. It's not fit. Right? Look, it looks back. It's fit for no man, having put his hand on the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Yeah. Yeah. You see how you have to move and then he moves? See, but when you move,
porque cuando tú te muevas,
the kingdom has no choice but to respond.
El reino no tiene otra. De no responder.
Because it's a law.
A su favor, porque es una ley.
It's a law.
Es una ley.
Man. We got 10 minutes. All right. Go with me to 1 John. 1 John chapter 5.
Primera Juan 5.
And I need for the church, now that you listen to this, I need for the church to read and meditate on 1 through 5. And then after I read this real quick, I'm going to give you the three things to fight. Starting from verse 1. 1 John chapter 5, we're starting from verse 1. Everybody ready? Look what it says. Say everyone, right? That's not that means everyone.
Todos. Eso significa todos.
Not just people with a title and a position.
Eso no significa gente con título o con una posición.
Right? Say everyone.
Di conmigo todos. So,
everyone who believes, I want you to. If you have your Bible, you can underline that word believe.
Si tiene su Biblia, actuar quiero que le ponga una línea bajo en la palabra creer.
All right. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him.
Todo aquel que cree en Jesús es el Cristo, es nacido de Dios, y todo aquel que ama al Padre ama al que ha nacido de él.
Verse 2. By this we know, right? You're not wondering, you know. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. There goes that abiding.
En esto sabemos que amamos a los hijos de Dios cuando amamos a Dios y guardamos sus mandamientos.
Right? For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. Look at it.
Uh-huh. Porque este es el amor de Dios, que guardamos sus mandamientos.
Right? If you love God, you're going to obey his commandments.
Si amas a Dios, va a obedecer sus mandamientos.
John 14 says, if you love me, you'll obey me. Uh-huh. This all has to do with abiding and taking care of that seed so that your way can be prosperous. How many are understanding that? You're putting this together, right? Okay. And his commandments are not burdensome. There goes that verse.
Y sus mandamientos no son gravosos.
You know, when you start digging into the word, is not boring at all.
Cuando uno comienza a estudiar la palabra no es aburrida.
If you stay if you stay on the surface, then it feels like work.
Ajá, si tú te quedes sobre la superficie, sí, se va a sentir como una carga.
Right? How many have ever read the Bible and it just felt like work? Like I've done it, right? Yeah, but then something happens when you read and then you kind of like you meditate on it.
Algo sucede cuando tú comienzas a leer y entonces meditar en ella.
Yeah, once you read and then you like start meditating on what it said, then the Holy Spirit comes. You invite the Holy Spirit.
Tú comienzas a meditar y tú invitas al Espíritu Santo, el Espíritu Santo empieza a enseñarte.
Now it's like a light bulb. Everything starts like it's like fireworks. Uh-huh. Now you're delighting yourself.
Your eyes
and
are
just
open.
Like
yeah. So good.
Okay. Right, verse 4. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world.
Porque
come on.
Todo el que nacido de Dios vence al mundo. My God.
For everyone, say everyone.
Todos.
Who has been born of God overcomes the world.
De Dios vence al mundo.
And this is the victory, not the defeat, but
hey.
The victory.
Y esta es la victoria, no la derrota, la victoria.
That has overcome the world.
Que ha nacido al mundo.
What our faith.
Nuestra fe.
Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who, there goes that word again, believes that Jesus is the Son of God. That's it.
Y quien es que vence al mundo sino el que cree que Jesús es hijo de Dios.
So we got two key things there, right?
Entonces tenemos dos claves ahí.
What is it that overcomes the world? Our faith.
¿Qué vence al mundo? Nuestra fe.
Okay, I'm going to ask the church. What is it that overcomes the world?
¿Qué vence al mundo?
What is it that overcomes the world?
¿Qué vence al mundo?
So we need to know what faith is.
Entonces tenemos que conocer qué es fe.
And all of these things are for those who
todas estas cosas son para aquellos que qué?
That's another word that you need to understand.
Esta otra palabra que tienes que entender.
How many know that you are overcomers?
¿Cuántos aquí conocen que somos más que vencedores?
You see, the Bible calls you more than conquerors.
Ajá, la palabra te llama más que vencedor.
Okay, y'all ready for me? Okay, here we go. Y'all ready? How many are ready? What overcomes the world?
¿Qué vence al mundo?
Our faith, right?
Nuestra fe.
And all these promises are for those who?
Y todas estas promesas son para aquellos que?
So these two things
que
are very important.
Entonces estas dos cosas son muy importantes.
This is the three-step process for you receiving your breakthrough.
Tres procesos para que tú obtengas tu rompimiento.
Okay, we're going to start with number 3.
Vamos a comenzar con la número 3.
Say number 3.
Diga 3.
See, all these things are for those that believe.
Todas estas cosas son para aquellos que creen.
Right? The Bible says,
la Biblia dice,
you are in need of confidence.
Que tú estás en necesidad para confianza.
Right? This is what the Bible says. Hebrews chapter 10.
Dice, en Hebreos 10, 35, 36.
Hebrews chapter 10, 35 and 36. You are in need of confidence.
Tú estás en necesidad de confianza.
Let's go there. We're going to finish there. Hebrews chapter 10, I hope you're taking notes. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 and 36. See, it says, you are in need of confidence. And other version says, listen, don't throw your confidence away. Why? Because in it there's great reward.
Estamos en necesidad de confianza. Y otra versión dice, no tires tu confianza afuera. Dice, por tanto, no desechéis vuestra confianza, la cual tiene gran recompensa.
But you are in need of endurance.
Porque tienes necesidad de paciencia.
Another version is patience.
Ajá, paciencia.
But you are in need of endurance so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise.
Para que cuando hayas hecho la voluntad de Dios, obtenga la promesa. My God.
Three steps. Ready?
Uh-huh. Tres ready? Pasos.
Ready? Look at this verse. And I need for you to meditate on this verse. What is he saying? Do not lose what?
Confianza.
Confidence.
no pierdas tu confianza.
What is confidence?
¿Qué es la confianza?
Okay, for those of you that are taking notes, confidence is the Greek number 3982.
La confianza es el número griego, what is it?
3982. It's the Greek word, I'm going to butcher this. It's the Greek word pistiuo.
Uh-huh. That's pistiuo.
Right? 3982.
Es la palabra griega 3982, pisteo.
Stay focused with me. Some people I see that their eyes are kind of wandering. No, stay with me.
That's why we say take notes.
Stay with me. This word confidence,
esta palabra confianza,
is important.
Es muy importante.
Because it's saying, don't lose your confidence.
Porque te está diciendo el verso, no pierdas tu confianza.
Because in it there's great reward.
Porque en ella hay mucho recompensa.
So what is this word confidence?
Entonces, ¿qué es esta palabra confianza?
Say with me, it's a verb.
Es un verbo.
Okay. God is trying to persuade me.
Dios está tratando de persuadirme.
He speaks to me.
Él me está hablando.
Right? The Bible says when Jesus prayed, like,
cuando Jesús,
give me today my daily
bread. Cuando Jesús oró, dame hoy mi pan de.
Right? David says, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against
thee. David dijo, yo escondo tu palabra en mi corazón para que yo no peques contra ti.
Right? I will put, this is the Lord, I will put my word in their minds and write them in their hearts.
Y Jesús dice, yo pondré tu palabra en sus mentes y la escribiré sobre su corazón.
And they shall be my people and I will be their God.
Mi pueblo y yo seré su Dios.
See, God, that don't lose your confidence. Don't lose what he said.
Ajá. De decir, no pierda tu confianza, es decir, no pierda lo que él ya te dijo.
Literally, its definition is persuasion.
En literalmente la definición es persuadirte.
That's where, see? Now you're starting to understand the fight. God
ahora
is
tú estás entendiendo la lucha.
The first step is confidence. Don't lose it.
Ajá, la primera paso es confianza.
Right?
No lo pierdas.
Persuasion from God.
El persuadir de Dios.
That's why you need to get a seed.
Es por eso que uno tiene que obtener una semilla.
That's why you need to go get you a seed.
Es por eso que uno tiene que buscar una semilla.
Right? Get many seeds.
Búscate muchas semillas.
Right? The more seeds you sprout, the bigger the harvest.
Ajá. Lo más semilla, la cosecha va a ser más grande.
See, the problem is that people don't want to get seeds, but they want to harvest.
Ajá. El problema es que hay mucha gente que no quieren buscar la semilla, pero sí quieren la cosecha.
This is a law. This is a scripture.
Those son leyes.
So, okay. So, the first part is I need to be convinced from God.
Entonces la primera parte es que yo tengo que ser convencido de parte de Dios.
Right? Say with me, God's persuasion. This is
la persuasividad del Señor.
Church, this is how you fight.
Así es cuando uno lucha.
This is how you fight.
Así es cuando uno lucha.
When you don't lose what God said, and we lose when we put our eyes on other stuff.
Ajá. Uno no pierde, uno pierde cuando ponemos nuestra vista en otras cosas.
Right? Other things convince us instead of being convinced by God.
Otras cosas o personas te van a poder tratar de convencerte de lo que ya Dios te dijo.
Right? So the first step in this fight is
esta lucha, la primera parte es
is persuasion, is
ser persuadido,
is being convinced from God.
Ser convencido de Dios.
Right? And then our duty is to abide, right? The abide in it, to keep
it. Nuestro deber es habitar y cuidar.
So the first part is what? Confidence, right? Confidence, persuasion, right? Being persuaded by God. That's number one.
Número uno.
This is how you fight.
Así uno lucha.
This is how you fight. This is how I fight my battles. Right? For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God. Come on, church. Pulling down strongholds. Right? Persuasion from God. So, if we, okay, that's number one, confidence, persuasion from God, right? Here's number two, second part, ready? Second part is faith.
La segunda parte es fe.
Okay? Persuasion. So when God convinces you,
cuando Dios te convence,
now
Ahora,
if you're convinced, it forms who you are.
Cuando tú está convencido, comienza a formar quién tú eres.
How many of you guys have ever been formed by something somebody said? You believe them.
¿Cuántos aquí ha sido formado a través de lo que alguien te dijo? Y tú
right?
le creíste.
Somebody persuaded you all of a sudden. You gave yourself to what it said, what that person said.
A lo que la persona te dijo,
and now you believe. Now there's an action.
Entonces, tú
as a result.
Y hay una acción de resultado de lo que tú le prestaste atención.
How many understand? Right? So this persuasion
entonces,
is important.
Esta confianza,
so if the Lord persuades us, if we stay there.
Si el Señor no persuade, I don't know how to say that word.
No convence.
No convence.
They're interchangeable. So if we are convinced from God, then what happens? That means that we've let that seed germinate.
Somos convencidos por Dios. ¿Qué sucede? Eso que estamos permitiendo que esa semilla comience a germinar.
And now it starts to bring forth fruit.
Y comienza a dar fruto.
And that's the it's called the inbirthing
y eso
of faith.
Quiere decir
that's faith.
El nacer de la fe.
Faith is substance of things hoped for. It's evidence of things that are not seen. Hebrews
Amen.
Chapter 1.
Amen.
Right? It's substance of things hoped for. Es la certeza de que lo que nosotros. I don't know how to say it in Spanish.
Y la confianza de lo que no vemos.
La certeza de lo que uno espera, la convicción de lo que no se ve. Right? So now watch this. Right? I know, because I know I lost you, some of you. Me están mirando así. I can tell. Right? Okay. So real quick. Persuasion, we abide, it births forth.
Somos convencidos, habitamos, hay rompimiento.
It births forth.
Hay un nacido.
In ownership.
Hay un nacido y nos entrega el.
Te hace dueño.
Te hace dueño.
You take ownership of things that you don't even see.
Te hace dueño de cosas que tú todavía no has visto.
Right? Persuasion?
Ha sido convencido.
We abide?
Habitamos.
It births forth?
Nace dentro de nosotros.
This ownership of things that we don't even see yet.
No hacemos dueño de cosas que todavía no hemos visto.
That's called faith. Substance
Eso
of things hoped for, evidence
fe.
Of things that are not seen.
La sustancia de cosas que no hemos visto, la confianza de lo ha de venir.
See, that's why there's no doubt there.
Por eso no hay duda ahí.
There is an impartation from God that
hay una
you just know.
Impartición del Señor que tú simplemente sabe. Ya está.
You just know.
Sabemos.
So what overcomes the world?
¿Qué vence al mundo? Nuestra.
Okay, let me repeat it again. What overcomes the world? Our faith.
Nuestra fe
us receiving.
Vence al mundo. Nosotros recibimos
being convinced from his word,
siendo convencido a través de su palabra,
abiding in it,
habitando en ella,
it births this ownership of things that we don't even see yet. That's called faith.
No haces dueño de cosas que todavía no hemos visto y eso se llama fe.
And by the way, faith is a noun, it's a being.
Y eso es un sustantivo. El fe es el sustantivo.
You see how he convinces us and then we become.
We become it. So entonces la fe es una persona.
Right? We become.
Es un sustantivo.
We take ownership of things that we don't even see yet because
Tomamos
he said it.
Tomamos dominio propio a las cosas que él ya no ha dado que todavía no lo hemos visto.
Understand?
¿Entienden?
Okay, now say with me, believe.
Ahora creer.
Now believe.
Creer.
Is the result of faith.
Es el resultado de la fe.
Believe is a
creer
verb.
Creer es un verbo.
You can't walk in it if you don't know.
Tú no puedes caminar en ese verbo si tú no conoces todavía.
You can't show if you don't know.
Ajá, tú no puedes demostrar si tú no sabes.
First you got to know, have faith.
Tú tienes que ownership. Conocer fe.
And then once,
el dominio propio,
once
el dominio.
You have this confidence and you've taken ownership, you walk a certain, you walk different.
Teniendo esta confianza y es dueño, tú comienzas a caminar diferente.
Right, you walk different. You got a different walk. You got there's a confidence
tú
there.
Tú tienes un caminar muy diferente y hay una confianza establecida.
Somebody said, "Oh, well, how come you walk in so much confidence? Don't you need all this other stuff?"
Uno puede decir, ¿por qué tú estás caminando toda esta confianza? Tú no necesitas todo esto.
Yeah, well, don't you say you're a believer?
Tú no dices que tú eres creyente.
Let me give you some persuasion from God. The Bible says,
dame a convencerte lo que dijo Dios.
That he shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory.
La Biblia dice que él va a suplir toda mi necesidad según su riqueza en gloria.
And I've taken ownership of that.
Y yo me ha hecho dueño de eso.
And I trust that.
Y yo confío en eso.
And I'm not looking at the storm.
Y yo no estoy fijándome en la tormenta.
And I depend on his character.
Y yo dependo en su carácter.
And that's why I walk in confidence.
Y por eso yo camino en confianza.
You know, you might be shaken, but I'm not.
Tú puedes estar estremecido, pero yo no.
See, that's the difference. See, that's the difference.
Esa es la diferencia.
And we have to overcome ourselves to get there.
Y nosotros tenemos que sobrevencer nuestros sentimientos para llegar a ese punto.
Confidence.
La confianza.
Faith.
La fe.
And belief.
Y entonces creer.
Belief is a result of faith.
El creer es un resultado de la fe.
And faith is just a result of being confident in the Lord.
Y la fe es el resultado de tener la confianza en el Señor y lo que él ya dijo.
How many understand?
¿Entienden?
Why don't we stand?
Vamos a ponernos de pie.